kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nanganganiba ang demokrasya sa Australia? Itinuturing ni Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill na ang demokrasya na pinakamahalagang yaman ng bansa. Subalit, may ilang tao na nagsasabing ito ay nasa panganib. Ano ang kalagayan ng demokrasya sa Australia? At ito ba ay nasa alanganin? Ang demokrasya ay pamahalaan ng mga tao at 77.4% ng mga tao sa Australia ay karaniwang nagagalak sa demokrasya. Ito ay nagpapakita ng isang magandang statistic. Ngunit ang rate o antas nito ay bumabagsak na kumpara sa nakaraang 15 taon.
That's when I think we need to be alarmed that we need to do more to safeguard our democracy.
Si Carolyn Holbrook ay isang history professor sa Deakin University.
And what I think we can see that's been happening over the last 2 decades or so is that there is a growing group of Australians who are disillusioned with democracy, and that trend showing up in polls.
Sinasabi niya na ang mga kabataan at mga marginalized ang bumubuo sa grupong ito.
And they see sort of politicians with, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 investment properties and people of older generations with several houses. And they're sort of shut out of the housing market and even to some extent the rental market. And these kind of things where people don't see that the democratic system is working for them makes them, you know, illogically, you know, disinclined to be supportive of democracy.
Bilang karagdagan sa pagkakahati-hati ng lipunan, isang kamakailang ulat ng gobyerno ang nagsabing ang kawalan ng tiwala, maling impormasyon, AI at spionage ay nagbabanta sa demokrasya ng Australia. Sa mga parlamento sa buong Australia, tinalakay din ng mga mambabatas ang isa pang karapatang demokratiko, ang mga protesta. Sa nakalipas na 2 dekada, halos 50 batas ang may kinalaman sa ganitong gawain ang naipasa.
Governments in Australia are exhibiting a growing intolerance of the very idea of protest and disruptive protest in particular.
Si Luke McNamara ay isang professor sa Faculty of Law and Justice sa University of New South Wales. Sinasabi niyang ang mga limitasyon sa pagprotesta ay maaaring pumigil sa demokrasya.
You know, I think if we begin to put limits around peaceful forms of protest because we find them disruptive to the normal course of events, then we really are eroding the capacity as members of the community to gather around important causes and to exercise a democratic right to express that in appropriate ways.
Ang diskurso sa politika ukol sa pagprotesta ay naglalarawan sa gawaing ito bilang isang bagay na dapat ipagpasalamat ng mga Australiano. Kailangan lamang nating pakinggan ang mga pahayag ni dating punong minister Scott Morrison tungkol sa mga protesta laban sa karahasan sa mga kababaihan noong 2021.
This is a vibrant liberal democracy, Mr. Speaker. Not far from here, such marches even now are being met with bullets, but not here in this country, Mr. Speaker.
I don't think it's a good thing if we think about protesting as some kind of luxury. You know, the capacity to protest is critical in a democracy. That's been shown all around the world. And so the mere fact that some governments in other parts of the world may be even more repressive when it comes to shutting down protests, that's nothing to crow about.
May mga kakulangan sa Australia, ngunit hindi nag-iisa ang bansa pagdating sa bumababang demokrasya. Sa katunayan, halos 70% ng populasyon ng mundo ay kasalukuyang nabubuhay sa ilalim ng isang anyo ng autocratic rule.
It's certainly the case that around the world, democracy has suffered recent setbacks. And measures of the quality and spread of democracy in different countries tend to confirm that in the last 10 years or so, things have moved backwards. Australia has been shielded from some of the worst of these changes.
Si Bill Brown ang director ng Democracy and Accountability Program ng Australia Institute. Aniya, ang bansa ay may maraming bentahe sa demokrasya tulad ng paraan ng ating pagboto.
It was Australians who developed a system of casting secret votes with a government-issued ballot paper that you write your preferences on, a voting booth that conceals how you're voting from everyone else who might have prying eyes. These seem so obvious and simple to us today, but they had to be invented, and their invention allowed for people to cast a vote based on their conscience without being pressured by other members of their society, without falling risk to violence or bullying.
Itinuturo rin niya ang mga katangian tulad ng ating demokratikong inihalal sa lower and upper house, sa pilitang pagboto at ang independenteng komisyon sa eleksyon.
I think there are lessons that could be learned from the Australian system and the Australian way of doing things that would improve the quality of democracy around the world.
Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Olivia Diorio para sa SBS Examines na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa iba pang kaugnay na ulat, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/sbsexamines. Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.